Damn. Well, I certainly am glad to be back behind the microphone. Thanks to Brad Friedman for minding the store all those days. My name is Mike Malloy. Welcome to tonight's program. We appreciate your being here. Thanks, Brad. Good job, dude, as always. Tonight, all 3 hours are sponsored by Lena Kempner. Thank you, Lena. She has a message. Thanks, Mike and Kathy. Today is my birthday, and your show is the best birthday present in the world. Wow. Thanks, Lena. Nice sentiment, and thanks for sponsoring all 3 hours. We appreciate it very much. Do you want me to mention anything about Herman Cain? They're all lying! Every one of them is lying! I was trying to help this woman. That's all I was trying to do, help her get a job. 13-year affair, huh, Herman? Jesus Christ. They're all lying, every one of them. Like Wolf Blitzer. I saw a piece of video. Wolf Blitzer says, so if this woman says she had a 13-year affair with you, she's lying, right? Right there, Herman fudged a little bit, you know. I don't want to get into it, Wolf. You know, I have one answer. 999. That's how many women he's had affairs with, apparently. Or messed with, or put his hand on their thigh. He's going to go home and talk to his wife. His wife will come out tomorrow. Well, this just doesn't sound like Herman. I just don't think that Herman ever could have done anything like this. It must be those liberals trying to get Herman. I have to address it because of the comedic value. The woman here, Ginger White, she's from Atlanta. She said that she and Herman had a 13-year extramarital affair that ended right before Cain announced his campaign, right? All right, honey, listen, I'm going to have to say goodbye because I'm going to run for president. You're going to do what, pizza man? I'm going to run for president. What am I supposed to do? Disappear! That's what you're supposed to do! Damn! She said, it wasn't complicated. I was aware that he was married. I was also aware I was involved in a very inappropriate situation, relationship. The American people, Cain said in a statement released after Ms. White's interview aired, the American people, he said, are tired of, quote, dirty politics and smear tactics, end quote. And that the allegations were prompted by, what is that? Political opponents, quote, afraid of a Cain presidency, end quote. You chump. Chump, sit your ass down. Sit down, chump. Look, you sold your books. The party's over. Lights out. Or lights are on. That's what I'm talking about. The lights are up. Time to go home, Herman. They're all lying. Every single one of them is lying. All these women got together. They're all being paid by Bill Clinton. No, I don't know. They're being paid by somebody, but they're all lying. Every one of them, Herman. Yes! Watch this woman that had the 13-year affair. Ginger White, watch her produce a 9-year-old kid. That's a lie, too! Say goodnight, Herman. Goodnight, Herman. Bush and Blair have been found guilty of war crimes 5 days ago. A war crimes tribunal in Malaysia has found Bush and British Prime Minister, former British Prime Minister Tony Blair, guilty of war crimes for their roles in the Iraq War. The five-panel Kuala Lumpur War Crimes Tribunal decided that Bush and Blair committed genocide and crimes against humanity by leading the invasion of Iraq in 2003. That's according to a Press TV correspondent. Press TV is, of course, Iranian. So if you need to know that, there you go. The Malaysian tribunal judges ruled that the decision to wage war against Iraq by the two former heads of government was a flagrant abuse of law and an act of aggression that led to large-scale massacres of the Iraqi people. Well, all that's true. I mean, our own Justice Robert Jackson all those years ago, after the end of hostilities at the end of World War II, when the German high command and the industrialists and the people who were responsible ultimately for the deaths of upwards of 40 million people, when they were put on trial, our justice said that these crimes were the worst crimes, crimes of aggression. But, of course, you know, we hanged them, and we hanged some of the Japanese high command, but George Bush, Tony Blair, nah, they won't be hanged. Weird week, wasn't it? I did not have access to news. The only news source that we had during this week was CCTV, the Chinese commercial television channel via satellite. And the news reporting, you know, it was pretty good. It was like CNN used to be. Pretty straightforward. But it was more or less global rather than, you know, United States news. And as a result, you know, a lot of this stuff, we miss the expected and certainly anticipated inability of the super committee to find any solutions to anything. And all the other things that occurred on Black Friday when people were dying in the great commercial temples of the United States. I'm sorry. I know I shouldn't laugh because somebody has a heart attack and slobbering, goddamn grasping Americans crawl over him to get their whatever the hell they were going for in Target or Walmart or wherever. Yeah, you know, I shouldn't laugh at that. But the comedic value of that, like the comedic value of Herman Cain, is just there. I mean, it's there. You know, the planet is ending itself, and these sons of bitches are crawling over dead people to get to, or dying people to get to stuff. Of course. And what's this we heard? Now we heard that we were in San Juan. We were in we found this church in downtown San Juan. I forget the name of it. Iglesia de Anuncion or something. And they had, you know, they had dead people in the basement. They had the, what do you call those? Sarcophagi? No, what were they? The moss, the crypt in the basement of the church. So we went down there to look at some of the old entombed priests and leaders of the Catholic Church that brought so much death and destruction to the people of Puerto Rico. And at that moment, there's an English language paper in Old San Juan that I picked up. Somebody left it on the trolley or something, and it was talking about the deaths of the pepper spraying. And people, you know, the craziness. I don't know, man. Boop, 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 boop. Where we were, there's no such thing as Black Friday. We were on an island that is considered to be the poorest in the Caribbean. And, you know, it hasn't been exploited yet by the capitalist profit machine. I'm sure eventually it will be, because the beaches and the jungles are too pretty to be left alone. Of course, pretty is relative and I guess poverty is relative too. We'll be right back.
You know. the heat. A thousand people in the street singing songs and carrying signs, mostly say hooray for our side. It's time we stop. Hey, what's that sound? Everybody look what's going down.
The Mike Malloy Show. Because each time you listen to right-wing radio, God kills a kitten.
These things through their I know this is kind of a cliche, but
Indians. Good friend. Hey, Mike.
Used for
white wilderness were flown over 500 miles from Hudson Bay to Calgary, where they did not jump from the precipice, but were launched off the cliff using a specially built turntable. Years and years later, a couple of video games reinforced the notion that lemmings were prone to just nothing themselves, but lemmings do not commit mass suicide. We do. We're in the process of doing it right now. And we're more ambitious than the misunderstood Arctic rodents. We're taking as much of the planet as we can with us. We're all marching steadily up to the edge of the cliff. Surrounded by friends, family, and everybody else trapped in this insane culture, we're at the point now where we can see where we're going and what's going to happen once we get there. We're going to jump all of this. Whether we want to or not, we're going to jump. It's the classic nightmare. We're going to our doom, but we can't seem to stop putting one foot in front of the other. Some of us are telling the others that we should keep walking in the same direction. Every day, all day, some Yahoo-like Rush Limbaugh pulls out a bullhorn and tells us to walk faster. This is the direction we're supposed to be headed, and we've got to pick up the pace to get there even quicker. Anyone who says otherwise is a dirty, rotten, liberal, jihadist terrorist. And then a conciliatory voice from the liberal community advises us that we should possibly consider slowing down. Many of us agree. And the endless argument about speeding up or slowing down ripples through the crowd, walking relentlessly toward the cliff. As we march toward oblivion, we can see, if we choose to look, the destruction we've caused everywhere we've been. Wherever we've walked, the fertile land has become a desert. With every step we see, it's getting worse. A tour of Seattle's Museum of History and Industry begins with a small placard on the wall stating that the native people who greeted the American settlers had lived in the region for, quote, thousands
of years, end quote. To be more precise, they had been living there since the end of the last glacial period over 10,000 years ago. The native people looked around and saw their home and lived there for 100 centuries. The man who founded Seattle looked around and saw dollar bills. They brought the old growth forests and salmon from unimaginable abundance to scarcity to near extinction in less than 100 years. Derek Jensen wrote in his book Endgame, quote, "Do you believe that our culture will undergo a voluntary transformation to a sane and sustainable way of living? For the last several years, I've taken to asking people this question at talks and rallies and libraries, on buses and airplanes, at the grocery store, the hardware store, everywhere. The answers range from emphatic no's to laughter. No one answers in the affirmative. One fellow at one talk did raise his hand, and when everyone looked at him, he dropped his hand and then said sheepishly, 'Oh, voluntary? Oh, no, of course not.' My next question: how will this understanding that this culture will not voluntarily stop destroying the natural world, eliminating indigenous cultures, exploiting the poor, and killing those who resist, shift our strategy and tactics? The answer? Nobody knows, because we never talk about it. We're too busy pretending the culture will undergo a magic transformation," end quote. Derek Jensen in his book Endgame. "And yet we walk on," Bob writes. "Stopping is not an option. Anyone who thinks we should stop is delusional. The only societally acceptable argument is, what is the correct speed? Once that is determined, everything will be just fine. But we know that's not true. Regardless of what the feces-flinging monkeys screech or the placating voices of liberals murmur, it's not true at all. So step by harrowing step, the panic starts to build. Why doesn't somebody do something? Why doesn't somebody stop us? Maybe if we change our lifestyle, we can stop marching to the cliff. What if we all ran went to our hardware stores and bought energy-saving light bulbs. What if we all took shorter showers? Left the car in the driveway and took a bus. And if that's not good enough, what if we went over to the breaker box and turned our houses off for 12 out of 24 hours each day? Would that finally work if we got our energy and water consumption in half?
No.
Each day, a Palm Springs golf course consumes as much water as a family of four uses in 4 years. And a U.S. Navy destroyer uses the same amount of oil in a week. To paraphrase Bill Clinton,
It's the dominant culture, stupid.
We may have seen the beginnings of the dominant culture. But it's going to occupy everything.
It's as simple as the next day, and the next day, and the next. Until the psychopaths understand we're not waking up, we're not walking any longer, we're going to stop.
And we're going to talk about where to go from here. Anyone who doesn't agree has a better plan than the thief, because the thief, money, 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 against a national strike. No one could afford to take time off from work. It's a job security issue. If you don't go to work, you don't get paid, you lose your job. In these terrible times, security seems the same to remain in life. Here's to go, a friend of mine going into a treatment center for alcoholism. He said he didn't want to go because his job. Ask him how many more times he can work tall with his flu, or come back after you get fired anyway. He might get help for his problem, death, he was going to get fired if he didn't. I think we're all in this for Christmas, for everyone who lives, for everyone who lives, sit in the neck. Will the national strike cause more unemployment? That's the problem with living in a consuming and driven society. Capitalism demands assumption, and nasty reality, the lives of the lives of the persons will be paid soon. 5 days to 5 weeks to 5 weeks, if we're lucky enough to have a lucky job, is to stop, 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 we're heading. We'll end up where we're going. Regards. From ACLU.org. The Senate will be voting on the Republican Senate in the United States. The Senate is going to vote on the Republican Senate in the United States. The world wide death, the world wide death, the national authorization act. Bill will be on the Senate floor on Monday. Bill was drafted in secret by Democratic senators during a closed door committee meeting without even a single hearing. Does it sound incredible? New powers to use the military worldwide, even within the U.S. Does anyone really think this is a good idea? And why now? The answer on why now is dancing more than an election is nothing more than politics. The White House politics defense, the White House general have all said that the indefinite general have all said the indefinite national provision of civilization and national authorization counterproductive of White House and is counterproductive of White House is even threatened. The Senate politics has propelled the Senate legislation to tell the bad legislation to the Senate floor. There's a way to stop this. There's a way to stop Senator Mark Udall, Democrat Mark Colorado, Udall, offering Democrat Udall, Colorado, is offering the Udall Amendment, the provision to delete the provision, all the harmful provisions, in all replace them with orderly congressional review of detention power. In support of this harmful bill, this National Defense Senator Relations Graham Bill Lobbyist South Carolina, the bill will basically state in law that the homeland is part of the battlefield. And people can be imprisoned without a charge, American citizen or not. Another supporter, because America is part of the battlefield. In response to proponents, the detention legislation bill applies to American citizens, the world as the battlefield. Senator Udall disagrees, says we can win this fight. Worldwide, the Senate pushing the industrial military goals very clearly made their goals very clear. Now's the time to stop that idea. Please urge your senators to vote yes to the Udall Amendment to the National Defense.
I never would have shared with you from Bob Alexander. Marching slowly towards... Did you know this was going on?
Now, notice the co-sponsors of the bill. A Democrat and a Republican.
This was going on. Some of you people still...
Abandoning the Democratic Party.
Some of you people still think that I'm a traitor, abandoning the Democratic Party.
You're kidding me, right?
Why bring this up? Herman Cain is going to go back to selling pizzas or whatever the hell he did. He got paid. He got his books out or his book or whatever he's got. It's just time for this clown to sit down and shut
up. Why bring this up? Herman Cain,
on the other hand, is going to go back to selling pizzas or whatever the hell he did. He's keeping it on. He got paid. He got his books out. Just whatever he's got,
keep going.
It's just time for this clown to sit down or this shot. You know what I'm saying? On the other hand, he's great comedic relief. Just keep it coming, Herman, not here. Keep it up. You know, keep it on. Keep going.
Just keep going.
And also,
welcome back.
This seminar has all three hours. Filling us in, of course, like the trillions of dollars handed over to Wall Street by the Fed. This crap is always done in secret. Absolutely disgusting. As you may have heard, Wall Street, but the Fed, this we're beyond always done in secret, absolutely disgusting.
Where are we, my country?
As you may have heard or read, police departments and municipalities across this country have started to stock up on drones used for so-called security purposes. They're obtaining this military surveillance equipment from Homeland Security. We're beyond the military state. But where are we? He's referring to become my enemy.
story that made news in Europe at the end of October.
Yeah. And Jamie's referring to
October County north of Houston, Texas, that made news in Europe at the end of October. Delivery of the north of Houston, Texas, a bold drone. Woman with a paper sprayed in the face. all sorts of stains, all sorts of demons, pepper spray face, a riot police, students use images, proliferation of young women, riot police, screaming, dragging my chair by proliferation of German women, to young man, screaming, dragged by hair, by man, right here, the pictures of young man, merged in the record of the fusil of the my head, clearing of Zuccotti Park, merged in the record of the middle of the night, clearing of Zuccotti Park. In New York, a state Supreme Court, a retired state Supreme Court justice, and in New York, a state Supreme Court, a retired state Supreme Court justice, and in New York, California, council member, were greeted and snatched by police, Robert Haas, who was Berkeley, California, one of our greatest national pictures. The enormity of this breach may not be estimated. We're on message against Occupy Wall Street. Grace Hayes reported on a leaked memo that revealed lobbyists buying Why this mass
passive mobilization, not yet fully articulated, unarmed. Tea Party rallies and others have all proceeded without this coordinated crackdown. Tea Party rallies and others have all proceeded without this coordinated crackdown. Is it really the lamppost? Is it peeing in public place up against the lamppost? Is that it? Naomi Wolf writes, as I write 200 young people with sleeping bags, suitcases, Naomi Wolf writes, and folding chairs, as I write 200 young people with sleeping bags, suitcases, and sleeping folding chairs, on their public camping out all night, waiting Saturday night flight tickets. So surely sidewalks are waiting is not Saturday night flight tickets. So surely the camping out is not the issue. I was still deeply puzzled as to why Occupy Wall Street. I was still deeply puzzled as to why Occupy Wall Street. This restless, hopeful band until I found out what it was. Occupy Wall Street has no message. What is frustrated? I simply asked them. I began soliciting online. What is frustrating? I received 100 answers. These were truly frustrating. I received 100 answers. Get the money out of politics. The number one agenda: reform the banking system, fraud and manipulation. Number two, reform the banking system. Number three was the most clear fraud and manipulation laws against the little known loopholes. Number three was the most clear Congress drafted laws against the little known loopholes. Delaware may allow members of Delaware-based corporations in which they themselves are investors. And especially the last agenda, when I saw this list, the scales fell from my eyes. And especially the last agenda, unarmed people would be having the scales fell from my eyes. These unarmed people would be having the crap kicked out of them. More when we come back. Most blessed, more when we come back.
radio matters here.
Past the hour. Naomi Wolf. Most Americans are totally unaware of because most people are pretty much focused on the clown acts of these Republicans. And they are clown acts. Writing in the hurricane once again about this horrible that's where the stories most Americans are totally unaware of because most people are too much focused on the clown acts of these Republicans. And the only one points out the terrible insight Herman Cain takes away in the news, the Department of Homeland Security coordinated a violent crackdown on peaceful protesters. The story the tellers tell, they go to the clown act.
Congress, the middle class.
class or upper middle class, but they're leaving.
This week have come one.
one step closer to being true brothers and sisters as protesters of the third square. Like them, our own national leaders, who likely see their own congressional wealth under threat from transparency and reform, are now making war. Sadly, Naomi Wolf on clues. Americans this week have come one step closer to being true brothers and sisters to the protesters at Tahrir Square. Like them, our own national leaders, who likely see their own personal wealth under threat from transparency and reform with your phone calls, are now making war upon us. You better believe it.
Next hour, all sponsored tonight by Lena Kempner. It's her birthday. Happy birthday, Lena. Her message, thanks, Mike and Kathy, today is my birthday.
Here's my
show is the best birthday present in the world. Thank you, Lena.
Chris is in North Carolina.
Hello, Chris. And next hour, I'm going to be in a camera.
your birthday. Happy birthday, Lena. Her message, thanks to finding Kathy today, is my birthday. Your show is the best birthday present. Yeah, right. Talk about turning it into a political or at least forming a political base around the energy, right? Chris is in Raleigh, North Carolina. Hello, Chris.
I just want to kind of give you a heads up on what's going on with the lady.
All right.
A big meeting on I just wanted to check back in with you about a couple of weeks ago.
Talk about turning it into a political or at least forming a political base around the energy,
right? I just want to kind of give you a heads up on what happened. We actually had a big meeting on the 10th and hold another meeting on what was done on all the weekend.
Term into political action with the original and specific link up. In other words, one would hope that the original movement that I think would cause during or the political system to buckle that and to collapse.
But if you're going to
we agree
You're not attempting to become but included in the system like the women's movement.
Of government in general is so large.
Was to force the discussion. into the public dialogue, and they were wildly successful at it. So, while let me hold for a second. I come back. The discussion has begun.
Your story fair.
And go ahead.
It amongst the public, but as we can all agree, the corruption of government in general is so large that we all believe that, or at least our group, we believe that we must interact politically.
Let me put you on hold for a second. I'll come back. I got a new break here. I'll come back right after the break. Stay with us.
Thanks, Mike and Kathy. Today is my birthday. Your show is the best birthday present in the world. Thank you, Lena, and happy birthday. Back to Chris, who's with Occupy North Carolina. He's in Raleigh. All right. Go ahead and wrap her up for me, Chris. Sponsoring all 3 hours tonight. Her message, thanks, Mike and Kathy. Today is my birthday, and your show is the best birthday present in the world. Thank you, Lena, and happy birthday.
And if not, what else can we do?
Back to Chris, who's with Occupy North Carolina, and he's in Raleigh.
Is there. It's trying to change it that way.
Mm-hmm.
We know that.
Today, about what you're doing, the only input I had was just kind of the view that I got from the Occupy movement. As a correspondent, which is journalist, and as having participated in some of the early stuff in Washington, D.C. So, and I have nothing negative to say about what you're doing. The only input I had was kind of the view. So, from anything you hear from me, it's just observation. It's not intended to be as, I don't know, as overview-respondent, which is more critical than and as having participated in some of the early stuff in Washington, D.C. So, over the course of my lifetime within D.C., so it is anything you hear from me for just observation. It's not intended to be an overview or what's the people who run the critical and whether or not they run the system. It's just that having stand over the course of my lifetime, how a movement is about. Easy it is. And this is the reason there was so much demand in the beginning. What is the name from your leader? And there are the people who are running the system. Once they understand, then it's very easy for what the movement is about. This is the reason there was so much demand at the beginning. What are give us the names of your leaders? Just give us your list or destroy. Once that status is known, the movement is very easy for the decision is made the overarching system to accommodate that or destroy it. They decide. The movement doesn't decide.
I hate to use that term.
The decision is made by the Do we go ahead and stop the war in Vietnam?
Or do we smash this resistance? What do we do?
That's my interpretation of the present. So, if the Occupy movement and people, if the Occupy movement, like yourself, people within them figured out, or yourself figured out, or will figure it out, or can figure out, or will figure out to way. Channel this energy into
That's a good one, and I appreciate the fact that, you're obviously people in occupied North Carolina are giving this a lot of thought and a lot of input, a lot of conversation to figure out what to do here. Just to pay and the energy itself.
itself be absorbed into this good one.
Here. We'll be back. Stay with us.
We get back in like 15
About the Indians we were about to exterminate. I thought, isn't that the mythology? In fact, isn't
and die. And anyway,
Americans, the indigenous people, the president said his family was reflecting on how lucky the devils are about to take their land. For many Americans, though, Thanksgiving is the time to reflect on how blessed to infect them with diseases. Push them into reservations, the ones who were left. And 200, 300 years later, 400 years later, still treating them as vermin. God bless you to Americans watching the internet. It's incredible that the Native Americans said, hey, welcome, man. Hey, what, do you want some corn? Here. If you're keeping a scorecard of how many times Barack Obama mentioned God. Anyway, thanks to this holiday, God's radio instead. The president said his family was reflecting on how lucky they truly are.
One of our nation's oldest and most cherished traditions.
On how blessed and thankful they are.
What else? We gather in our communities, in our homes, around the table or near the hearth. We give thanks to each other and to God for the many kindnesses and comforts.
Obama did mention God once in closing. Let us pause to recount the simple gifts that bless you to Americans watching the internet. Now, the irony here is always The attacks on Obama,
The attacks on Obama came as these freaks who want to be president on the Republican side suspended their criticism of the president on Thursday in favor of a unified message. Thanks to U.S. service members.
Not to God, but to the soldiers and the sailors and the Marines and whoever. And the button Thanksgiving in the CIA black sites that are murdering thousands of people on a regular basis. Those that have been able to Republicans give thanks to. Couldn't free them. Romney, Gingrich, and Santorum. Issued their Thanksgiving statements that omitted any reference to God.
Third World, I don't know how to do this.
However,
Michelle Herman and Rick mention God in their statements?
Haiti is not an island, it's a country.
Well, as I said,
I was Thanksgiving,
where it's kind of rare.
And there's not a lot together, celebrating their way with dinner. They've been in all the turkey on VA. We couldn't find the chicken. We couldn't find the turkey. After we had Third World Island that we were on, I hate the term Third World Island.
Thanksgiving dinner, the kids and Kathy and me,
it's the poorest I don't know how she did this, but she had a turkey that,
a tiny turkey. We had brought with us
a couple of cans of we did it at mushroom temperatures of about 85 degrees for ingredients. And some of those horrible things, I guess you call them patio, and the city was crashing nearby.
Now, after years and we've been bartering the body,
stunning. You know, this is how you invade a country.
This is...
There's only two towns on this
island. So afterwards, we...
halfway between them, roughly, are beaches that you would not believe, where you can swim with the tropical fish. And driving down there, of course, we had to go through...
Oh, through the little town, little village.
And... nobody there was thinking about lining up for the Black Friday sales, primarily because there's no place else to go. We'll be right back.
Isabel.
Have pity on those whose chances grow thin. There ain't no hiding place.
Small town, Esperanza. Only two towns on this little villages. And halfway between them, roughly, are beaches that you would not believe, where you can swim with the tropical fish. And driving down there, of course, we had to go through. It's a Belsegundo. And, nobody there was thinking about lining up for the Black Friday sales, primarily because there's so much place to get rid of the line. We'll be right back.
Message from Lena. Thanks, Mike and Kathy. Today is my birthday. Your show is the best birthday for me.
I'm
So, yeah, we drove to one of the beaches on the island of Vieque. The kids like, and we like, where you can swim with tropical fish. Literally. And if you want to snorkel up to the reef, you can really swim with tropical fish. But on the way out there, driving truly through areas, focus on gift giving as the holidays approach. People that remain ignorant and poverty-stricken. You have kids like, you know, the tandem fish, literally. Sledgehammers coming down on people who did nothing except their ancestors on the island. Destruction of the Western Hemisphere. No attention being paid. There was some attention paid as to whether or not the gas station on the island would be open so that the people who drive cars, the results of American imperialism and American colonialism, some gas, you're left with a sense of valor of a leader, just how rotten with a dollar leader. And nobody was interested whether or not something called Black Friday. And there would be any dairy products on the get out of the from the main island in Puerto Rico. Christian that day's approach is heavily influenced by the Catholic Church that dominates, along with American cargo colonialism that comes by, and the Catholic Church insists whatsoever on whether people remain ignorant of poverty. How do we get into Best Buy in time? You have,
are we going to tamp up instead of Walmart?
You know, because these sledgehammers, and
coming out. That juxtaposition for us being happened to be living
from the United States
and being in someone else's country, even though during the time of the European invasion, country that occupations gobbled up quite by the U.S. structure of
colonialism
and remains gobbled up by the U.S. colonialism. No attention being paid. There was some attention paid as to whether or not the gas station on the island would be open.
Programming
corruption, the political corruption would drive cars almost unspeakable. Murder rate, $1 a liter is the $1.10 a liter is one of the highest. Also some focus as to whether or not in the Western Hemisphere there would be any fresh discount Mexico. But even given all that from the main island, where
all those terrible statistics, the point I was trying to make that nobody was focusing on the statistics, nobody was focusing on Black Friday or Saturday, whatever the hell it is, there really isn't any money to buy anything.
No focus whatsoever on whether or not, how do we get to Best Buy?
So what do you do? Well, you fish.
Are we going to camp outside of Walmart?
You go to the beach, you spend time with your family, you walk into the village, and I don't know what. From the United States.
And being in someone else's country, even though you can watch China news agencies and watch their world news reports, you see it in the U.S.
colonialism and remains gobbled up by U.S. colonialism.
So you can go to a local store that has a couple of TVs set up and Washington is heavily influenced by
and look at the craziness of people being
advertising
and
programming
corruption, political corruption in Puerto Rico is
a Target? Walmart?
No, Target was where the guy had the heart attack and everybody stepped over his body to get all the bargains.
Is the unsolved murder rate is one of the highest
in the Western Hemisphere, I think.
If you discount Mexico,
pretty bizarre.
But even given nobody, would question us and say, you look
all those terrible statistics.
Los Estados Unidos.
The point I was trying to make is nobody was focusing on the statistics. Nobody was focusing on
is that what
Black
you do
Friday or Saturday, whatever the hell it is.
There really isn't any money to buy anything.
Giving in the day after.
There just isn't.
Seriously?
So what do you do?
Nobody well, said
you fish. You surf. You go to the beach.
Right.
You spend time with your family. You walk into the village and, I don't know what. Hang out and discuss the day's events or non-events or...
Yes, just have live television there. You can watch China News Agency. You can watch their World News Reports. You see it in there, too. So you can go to a local store that has a couple of TVs set up and watch the news.
And look at the craziness. People being, what, pepper sprayed? Where was it? Target? Walmart? No, Target was where the guy had the heart attack and everybody stepped over his body. To get to all the bargains. Oy. I don't know, man. Pretty bizarre.
But nobody...
It's always gonna be a delicacy.
You know, would question this. Say, you know, you look like you're from Los Estados Unidos. Are you people serious up there? Are you really? Is that what you do? Thanksgiving and the day after? Seriously?
Nobody said anything.
He's the voice inside your head. It's Mike Malloy.
Happy birthday to Lena Kay, who's our sponsor for all 3 hours today.
Student official of the College Republicans at the University of Texas.
Yeah, well, you got there, redneck.
tweeted that the idea of assassinating President Obama was, quote, tempting, end quote.
Lauren E. Pierce. Yep, that's the guy.
Style, sometimes you get women and men's names twisted up.
A lot of men
You just don't know down here. She said, or he said, insofar as she's a representative of the college Republicans, masculine President Obama was, quote,
maybe tempting,
said that shooting and murdering the President of the United States is a tempting idea.
Lauren,
maybe
he
should be scared.
Oh, maybe she shouldn't have said it, but you know. She made a positive statement
when women and men's names twisted up. A lot of men down here have women's names thought of women and men's names.
I really don't see anything wrong with this.
Lauren Pierce is a woman.
It was just
somebody cuts in front of me,
And I scream out the window, if you said that this attempted assassination would only make this situation worse at the next stoplight. The guy can pull over, call a cop, and have me arrested for terroristic threats. The group's vice president has arrived. I don't know if that's the guy or the girl either. You just don't know. Don't try to explain this to a college
She's a representative of the college republic and as maybe it's insurance
maybe it shouldn't be said that shooting, murdering the President of the United States is a tempting idea. Maybe it
the public relations director for the
University of Edwards College Republican or something named Spencer Rayleigh.
Anyway, this other
boy or girl, I don't know. Had no comment. Cassie said, giggling,
"Oh, maybe she shouldn't have said it." But
now,
you know.
the right wing blogosphere and the right wing half-wits that
she made it about radio
and television thought that the Texas, University of Texas
statement
Republican leader's statement was
just expressed in review.
So Cassie Wright, the vice president, said, "I really don't see anything wrong with this comment. I'm a representative for the group. Just freedom of speech, you know." There are laws in every municipality, teenager county, every state to disparage against about Governor Sam Brownback here in Georgia. If I'm driving down the highway, she said Sunday that somebody rejected me in her high school's principal's scream out the windows, "You rotten son of a apology. I'm going to kick your ass to the next stoplight. If I'm a stopover, call a cop and have me arrested for terroristic threats." She was taking part in a youth in government program freedom of speech in Tennessee to do with the government. And she sent out a tweet from the Democratic crime that stood in college listening to this right-wing government monster Sam Brownback restricting speech as the text in Georgia said they're listening to as he greeted all these kids. And from her cell phone, she wrote, quote, "Just made mean comments to Governor Brownback and the Coalition's direct enforcement. University of Texas College Republican, something named Spencer Rayleigh, that could be a boy or girl, I don't know, had no comment.
Brownback's office."
Here's the scary part. "Which monitors social media
postings containing the governor's name, the right-wing blogs and the right-wing most half-wits and contest radio television government program thought that the Texas so University when this student Emma Sullivan got back to school she received a scolding and was ordered just as Brian's back an apology letter. She said the principal of her school in Limbaugh's even suggested drawers over the points for the letter she was to turn in to the where is the Hudson I don't know where was the last but the, you know they anyway. All came to
the situation exploded after her older sister, Emma Sullivan's woman's sister,
contacted the media. Since then, Sullivan's following on Twitter has grown to about 3,000 people. She had 65 tweets. She said she thinks she helped open up dialogue about free speech in social media. I would wrote disparaging tweets about Governor Sam Brown.
This is where the issue of free speech does enter in. She is the principal of her high school. A representative of a local high school government agency.
High school principals demand is ordering her.
That's right.
To the senior censor in high school by sending a letter of apology to this right-wing freak bastard governor. She was taking part in a youth in government program last week in Topeka, Kansas. And she sent out a tweet from the back of her students listening to this right-wing. And the student is saying, monster Sam Brownback.
I'm not going to read it.
Now that's they're listening to this of these examples. And from her cell phone, she wrote of the abrogation of just made. Here's a teenage communist kid who decided Brown back and told him he really sucks. I'm an entire person to him. He blows a lot. Because of the paranoia of these right-wingers. Can you imagine this? The governor's office monitors all tweets.
Brownback
that has the governor's scary part
to see what they're saying about him.
Which monitors social media for posting the skins claiming the governor's name. Emma Sullivan, the governor's office, contacts any youth in government program. The youth in government
you have a program.
Put me in there! Do you know you have somebody so that's Emma Sullivan got back to the scolding and was ordered to send Brown back an apology letter. She said the principal of the school again even suggested she's also pointing to the letter she was supposed to receive her emails from attorneys offering their services, today. But she's waiting to see what happens when she refuses to hand in the letter last Monday. Anyway, the situation exploded after her older sister, Emma Sullivan,
the guy
actually demanded the letter of apology and even suggested Sullivan's point following a letter.
Twitter told the Kansas City Star previously that the situation is, quote, a private issue, not a public matter.
She had 16 before returning to phone call. She said she thinks she had his home in a dialogue Sunday about free speech, private issue, media, public matter. I would do it again.
Sorry, you half-witted moronic ass.
Now, this is not where the issue of free speech does you represent the government. The principal of a high school are a high school principal. You represent a woman, a local government agency, to abrogate her right of free speech. It is ordering her if ever there was one. Now, see, this senator will have her speech by sending a letter of apology to this back right-wing freak bastard governor of Missouri. She hasn't heard from Governor Brownback or his staff and the 18-year-old, and she says she wouldn't mind sitting down and
Sam Brownback.
No, don't waste your time.
And the student is saying no.
Really?
I'm not she going to do
she
it.
Disagrees with Brownback
now
politically. Particularly in the Kansas Art Commission's entire budget, making Kansas the only state in the nation to totally eliminate arts funding.
Hey, you know, this guy really sucks. I'm tired of listening.
This young woman says it because that,
and
among other reasons,
the paranoia of these
right-wingers. Can you imagine this? The governor's office monitors,
and all of a sudden, she's on a list
that has the governor's name.
Governor's
list of bad public enemies.
Brownback has argued that
arts programs can flourish with private dollars and that state funds should go to other functions.
Shows up like what?
And immediately, somebody in the governor's office contacts the youth in government program.
Oh, I know. You have a woman's right.
That's what those funds should be used
for. You know,
for,
you have somebody that's criticized in the governor.
Right, Gov?
Steady blows and sucks.
The 18-year-old said, I think it would be interesting to have dialogue with him. I don't know if he would do it or not, though, and I don't know that he would listen.
The girl said, I'd do it again.
What I have to
oh,
say.
She's also, who demanded the letter of apology and even suggested talking points for her letter, told the Kansas City Star previously that the situation is, quote, a private issue, not a public matter, and didn't return a phone call from the AP at his home Sunday. Private issue, not a public matter. Sorry, you half-witted moronic ass. It is not a private situation.
said the government. You are a high school principal.
You are ordering a woman, a young woman, to abrogate her right of free speech. It is a public matter if ever there was one. Now, see, this kind of principal have his ass kicked right out the front door of the school and told never to come back. She hasn't heard from Governor Brownback or his staff. And the 18-year-old, and she said she wouldn't mind sitting down and talking to him. No, don't waste your time. Really. She said she disagrees with Brownback politically, particularly his decision to veto the Kansas Art Commission's entire budget, making Kansas the only state in the nation to totally eliminate arts funding. So this young woman says that because of that, among other reasons,
I get to Elena, who sponsored all 3 hours. Happy birthday,
Elena. We appreciate very much your sponsorship of the program. And all of a sudden, she's on a list. She's on the governor's list of public enemies. So Brownback has argued that arts programs can flourish with private dollars and that state funds should go to other things here called contemplating what? Spiritual stopping the queers from getting married on Friday. Oh, I know. Invading a woman's right to privacy. Something that's what those funds should be.
Colleen Rowley. Colleen Rowley wrote it.
She was the former FBI and for not stupid stuff like art. Right, Gov? Tried to warn about 9/11.
And the 18-year-old said, I think it would be interesting to have dialogue with him.
I don't know if he would do it or not, but like I don't know people that he would listen to or ignore because the 2.5 hour structure.
Well, let me just interject something
security state that was still starting to formulate
city suburb of Fairway
there.
Now, this governor would no more listen to you than he would listen to any
project for new adventures that come desperately needed.
Or who says he sucks.
Attack and the deaths of impossible several thousand Americans in order to put their programs into place. And of course, a lot of people subsequent to the event became aware of how determined
there were a few people who were aware of it prior to its
fulfillment, and Colleen Rowley either was or was not one of those people, but she certainly tried to warn what was going to happen. But she wrote a piece that said that she asked how many
people remember this Black Friday of last Friday marked the 10th anniversary of Bush's famous presidential advisory after the mass murder of citizens in this country brought about by the National Security State. Mayor Bush said Americans should do their patriotic duty.
I have to see this sadly. As a result, bring my Bush's presidency to the program. I very slowly started with the advent of the Reagan administration. The first one. The process of the country, the entire. What else? Machinery of the country driving the entire population into a state of insanity. But it was the Bush administration spiritual death really, really, really. Here we are attacked. Can you imagine after the Evelyn Roll Harbor, let's just take him and roll about it. Let's talk about the former FBI intelligence agent. The attack on Barn. Let's just take it at face value. If after the attack on Pearl Harbor, if President Roosevelt had said, okay, let's talk about Shashi, like a couple other people.
There were fewer
people working north because the infrastructure of this country and the attack, the National Security State, then it was just the attack to formulate Lower Manhattan, all of their New American Century stuff.
But what have happened?
Century stuff had desperately Roosevelt said,
okay.
Now, we want everyone to respond. Several thousand Americans
shopping.
And, of course, a lot of people subsequent to the event became aware
whether or not somebody wants to point it out or not
of how George W. Bush and Dick Cheney, his puppet master, National Security instrumental in pushing this country into total 9/11 total unstoppable psychosis situation. But there were a few people who were aware. The idea of asking the American people to make sacrifice in the coming fulfillment war on the terror and rolling, and hadn't it been a bitch?
Yeah, there was
just not
a
one of those bitch people,
and
but you certainly tried to
this
warn what was going to happen. That we are completely.
She wrote a piece that said,
she
asked how many people remember
the people who were the last Friday. 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 The last
Americans should do their patriotic duty. Anyway, the idea of asking American people to calling Rolly Rose to make Rolly Rose to make
you remember that?
Was to 70s to Jimmy Carter. You don't think this?
Remember Jimmy Carter? Christian evangelical who tried to tell Americans put into a state of real psychosis. Remember what the right wing
Christians
did to him? I mean, very slowly. It started with the advent of the Reagan administration. The first one. That started the process of 2001 attacks were quickly seized upon by the country. Hardcore propagandists and shock doctrine advocates as the new entire population into a state of insanity, she puts it. But it was the decade of blatant social, psychological,
really.
Here we are, attack. Can you imagine after the events of Pearl Harbor? Let's just take a
yeah,
face
okay.
value.
But
the result was
provoked.
The kind of psychosis that we are in now.
Let's just take it at face value.
People are still after the attack on Pearl Harbor on the Friday after Thanksgiving to go buy okay. Goddamn, let's go shopping. There were fewer people
it's unbelievable.
In Pearl Harbor, in the attack on Pearl Harbor, than the attack on Lower Manhattan.
It's just totally insane.
But what would have happened had do you think the American people will ever wake up?
Occupy
movement to this day of infamy by going shopping.
How bleak it must be.
So,
to be putting your somebody wants to point it out
a couple of months,
George W. Bush and Dick Cheney
gasping and pepper sprayed
were very instrumental
and then come
in pushing
the day after
this country into total psychosis.
Total.
The crazy sons of bitches who inhabit this country storm
the idea of asking the American people to make sacrifices
and Walmart's becoming
and Target's and Macy's.
They storm the temple
been a bitch
again.
It's been just a
give me
bitchin'
give me.
This war on terror decade that we are completing.
This is crazy.
Wow, man. God damn. Do you know how many people have died because of
just
our war on terror?
Crazy.
How many people continue to die?
Who have nothing to do except with any of this, except being recipients of a war on terror.
The fascist media in this country has proved very effective in getting
anyway,
Americans
the idea of asking American people calling Rolly Rose to make
sacrifices was to bloody wars to Jimmy Carter
and to
remember Jimmy
totally
Carter
ignore
Christian evangelical the who tried to tell Americans to say the
look,
violence.
Just
real.
Ignore it.
Just remember what the right wing,
the real Christians,
did
nice stuff.
Mm.
as Rowley points out, the 2001 attack were quickly seized upon by hardcore propagandists and shock doctrine advocates as the new Pearl Harbor. And she puts it that sparked a decade of blatant social psychological manipulation. Yeah, okay. But the result was this kind of psychosis that we are in now. People are still stomping on each other on the Friday after Thanksgiving to go buy a bunch of goddamn trash. It's unbelievable! It's just totally insane!
People will ever wake up. You know, the Occupy movement, how bleak it must be to be putting yourself out there for a couple of months, being gassed, beaten, pepper sprayed, and then come the day after Thanksgiving, the crazy sons of bitches who inhabit this country storm the temples. The Walmarts and Targets and Macy's, they storm the temples again. Gimme, 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 gimme. This is crazy. Just absolute crazy. So, of course, the fascist media in this country has proved very effective in getting Americans to support these bloody wars and to totally ignore the causes of this violence. Just ignore it. Just go shopping. Go shopping. Go buy some stuff. Or not. I'll see you tomorrow. Take care. Keep it lit. I'm Mike Malloy.